Today on the Dirt Bike Track, we learned that if you have a gambling problem, don't call one of those 900 numbers you see on every other commercial on YouTube. Be smart and call your local neighborhood Spider-Man. He'll do everything in his power to stab your creditor to an explosive burst of sparks with a giant robot. And speaking of explosive bursts, my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Yes, guys, like I said, my name James, and I have zero qualms with this week.
Whoa.
Call me DJ Zero Qualms. You know, like the guy from New Kid. Yeah, The New Kid. Is that what the name of that movie's called? The Fed probably knows. The New Kid?
The movie The New Kid?
Yeah, with DJ Qualls in it.
Is that the one with the Weedus video?
I don't know. It's the one where his dick gets bent real hard.
I don't remember this movie that well. Oh, I remember the movie VHS, like the box.
Okay, and it's DJ Qualls. He's also in Hustle and Flow.
Oh, I've never seen
that. Or maybe
that.
It's the new guy. It's probably the new guys. Hey, guys, like I said, name James. Zero DJ Qualms, okay? And, oh, I better introduce, she's back from sabbatical. Ooh. It's the woman who sheds tears for children without homes. The Bricks, Jakis, Nicole.
Hi.
How art thou?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
Is this where I can do my quick health update?
Yeah, if it's real quick, it's got to be like
week.
As if you're Sonic the Hedgehog and I'll slow it down in post.
Why would you?
I'm kidding. Try to microman machine it. How do you?
So this is just an addition to last week's.
Technically, is Mostly Speaking Sentai After
Dark.
Yeah. After Dark.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/MLM pod.
So we got the antifungal for my mouth. My mouth felt better, but it didn't go away.
It's still here.
Which I wasn't surprised by because I've had this for way too fucking long.
Get used to it.
So I went back to the urgent care because I was like, I'm not waiting a month to see my regular doctor. So we went to the urgent care and we said all the things to the doctor and she was like, it's not that, but I'll prescribe you a different antifungal and give you a referral to a specialist, ear, nose, throat doctor. And I was like, cool, thank you so much. But also after the fact, I was like, wait, fuck you for further gaslighting me. I'm fucking so mad.
Yeah, I was like, wait, then what do you think it is if the antifungal, like antifungal just doesn't like, if I had like a burning, like if I had an abrasion, like let's say I skid on the road and I put antifungal on it, it's not going to calm that burn, qualms that burn.
Like it fucking works.
Yeah.
But then you're still saying that's not what it is. Like it's fucking insane to me.
Like there's probably some medications that can solve one issue when it's like not the issue it normally solves.
Okay.
But the, like it's antifungal that doesn't work that way.
Okay. And then she mentioned burning mouth syndrome, which I Googled, and it has no like, they're just like, oh, we don't know why this happens. Usually it's because something else is going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking fuck you. Like, yes, because it's a yeast infection in my mouth. It's not just burning mouth syndrome, you fucking ass. And thinking about how she was like, oh, this coating on your tongue, was that there before? And I was like, yeah, but it was so much worse. It was like white. And she was like, oh, well, it's normal. And I was like, what?
Then what coating on
then
the tongue?
Did you ask me? And also, why did it get better? Like, fuck you.
Hey,
I'm so mad.
Hey, what was this skin on your elbow before? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
Okay, that's normal.
Yeah, it is. That's what skin is. It's on the outside of my muscle tissue.
Yeah, but it was like purple last week. Oh, that's normal.
What? It is? Yeah, nerd like
shit,
you.
Shit, dude. But then still like did what I asked them to do. So it's like I'm mad, but I'm also not mad.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm just like, thank God James is coming with me to these now because I feel like I'm going fucking crazy.
No.
It's insane.
It's also baffling. We'll get to our guest very shortly. That
this is now the seventh doctor that I have brought this up to, and none of them have tested me for this.
It's baffling. Just
you
swab.
Literally just spit in a cup and they won't do it.
Okay. When I worked at a specific customer service place handling emails, the goal was for them never to respond with another question. Was to anticipate questions and say, hey, just in case, like answer what's there. But if there's an inkling they might have another question, you answer that as well. Why doesn't medicine work the same way? I don't know. But hey, y'all, you know our guests from previous episodes of this podcast mostly speak in Sentai. But you may also know him from his works on Deep Swish, as well as Black Suit. Is it Black Suit Friday or just Black Suit?
It's Black Suit. Black Suit Friday was our punk band before.
Oh, I always thought it was Black Suit Friday. Wait, what punk band? You can't just say, like, it was our punk band before if you never were actually in a band.
I have demos recorded someplace.
All right, let me master those and I'll put them out.
It's gonna be bad. We were not great.
It's fine. Was Deep Swish in there too?
No, that wasn't Deep Swish. Oh, okay. That was before. That was Burger, me, and Brandon.
When I say Deep Swish, I mean Burger, because for some weird reason, some people just think he is Deep Swish.
Mm-hmm.
Like Noopy Naman, he goes, Deep Swish, I got you. And it's like, no, it's MC Deep. You know this. Jordan. But hey, guys, you know him from that. And why is a fellow musician man who's done music with me before, why is he on this episode? That's because the brand new Marshland Monster Dragon Boy Suede album comes out this Friday, April 19th, wherever music is found. The Dragon and the Monster, artwork by Lance Orr, previous guest on Mostly Speaking Sentai. But today our guest is Chris That Fed Fedder.
Ooh, That Fed, a new one. Ooh.
Wait, it's always been That Fed.
It's always been That Fed.
Okay, my bad. My bad.
I'm pretty sure last time you were on, you might have said the same thing.
Maybe I just have a bad memory. I do too many drugs.
Well, what kind of drugs you into these
Maybe
days?
Maybe we just haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, get a webcam, you jagweed.
I need a webcam.
What drugs are you doing?
Yeah, what drugs?
Just the legal kind.
Which is?
The marijuana.
Nicotine?
No, nicotine makes me go, eh.
Okay, a Freon, it's technically legal.
You know, I don't think Freon's good for your lungs, but what do I know?
Yeah, my brother was running marathons pretty much on his bicycle.
Ooh.
What about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's legal.
I don't know, I've been on that Willow.
What's that Willow?
The new Willow track, dog.
What? Like Willow Smith?
Yeah.
I don't know that much pop culture knowledge to be like, yeah, Willow Smith just dropped a banger.
You listen to Who Charted.
Yeah, but Willow Smith is on the precipice of almost.
Oh, almost
like,
charting.
I only know the top five of the charts,
yeah,
Nicole.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the conceit
it,
of
it,
Who
it,
Charted
it,
with
it.
Howard Kramer and Brett Stard Morris. Listen every Wednesday.
Got it.
I gotta plug Howard's everything. Because goddamn knows he's not doing it.
Okay.
He's not.
Then let him not do it.
He put out, I'm getting all the royalties. I'm getting the summer shrine when he passes away, okay? That's what's happening.
He's giving it to his nephews.
No. Because he wants he's like, hey, if my nephews are getting everything, and I have brought this up to him before. He says, if my nephews are getting everything, why aren't they promoting my shit? If I'm a bigger entity, that means you'll get more money when I pass away. I'm that nephew now.
No, you're not.
Uh-huh. It's like a Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa style.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the Fed does.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
He's like uncle, nephew, you know?
Yeah, where you make a movie together or one or two movies together, and it's kind of weird.
I don't think it's weird. Howard and I in a movie together? You better believe it's going to be weird.
If you don't make a movie now, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Two people, one for sure on the spectrum, one people keep telling me. It's going to be like when that light goes into that prism, that spectrum of a prism on Dark Side of the Moon, the rainbow that comes out the other side is going to be the film.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The movie that you make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every movie you make.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have pipes, baby.
Ew.
Those are my pipes. Listen to my rap music, guys. It's good.
Yeah, the new album's going to be great, man. It already sounded amazing.
You can just say it is great. You listen to all of it.
I know, but it's not coming out yet. So it's like, people, go out and listen to it when it comes out.
But you can say, like, you got an advance copy.
It's great.
There
can I name a song, or is that not allowed?
Go for it.
Okay, G.O.D., Goods on Display.
Uh-huh.
Probably one of the best songs I've heard MLM put out. It's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep listening to it.
It's the best song on the album. That's what I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
How did you guys decide, like, solo songs and stuff? Because he got two solo songs, man.
No, he got a few solo songs. I think he has four.
Okay.
How that was determined was, we don't like our songs going over 2 minutes, so if he sent me just him rapping over the entire beat, that's how we dictated.
I love it. That's the true punk rock.
There were some songs that I was like, why didn't he record? Like G.O.D. at first, I was like, I don't know what I can. Baltic State, I did not know what I could do with that. And it took me maybe 2 weeks to figure out the actual conceit of my verse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time, baby. Nicole, yeah. What's your favorite song from this album?
I don't know which songs are on it.
It's all the ones I've done with Howard, and then Adwala, She Takes It Out in Flesh, Amazon Amop, and Ill-Fated Brigade.
She Takes It Out in Flesh. I mean, that one's pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, that one's real good.
Yeah. Song number 3. I gotta remember the name to that one. That was a good one, too.
It's probably Exploding Load or Cat Fight or Critters Pay for Loads now.
I do like Critters Pay for Loads, but, I mean, that's also just because, like, I like critters.
Yeah. And not the movie Critters. Nicole famously despises that franchise.
What?
Yeah, she loves it.
Yep, it is Critters.
Yeah, Critters Pay for Loads now is real good. That was one where I was like, I don't know, Howard, why this is you. Why don't you have a full song for this? Because he loves making songs where animals just happen to be watching people in sexual situations. He has one about, like, an orangutan at the gangbang.
Wow.
And it's just an orangutan escapes from a zoo and ends up at an orgy and is terrified.
Should be.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know.
But it's a good album, guys. Check it out. But that's not exactly explicitly what we're here to discuss. The Fed? You still work at a comic book store?
I don't. I'm still affiliated with comics.
Okay.
A little bit.
You been reading this new Ultimate series?
I haven't. I want to finish the old Ultimate series beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they tied together?
I don't know if they are.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know how you could do another one without, especially, do you know what happens in Ultimate at all, or?
Yeah, they punch a lot.
Well, yeah, you also get, like, the death of Spider-Man and also, like, introduction of Miles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, like, they could probably do the same world, but at the same time, it's comics, so no, there are rules, but no real rules, you know.
Yeah, and I like that DC keeps it to, we got, like, 53 worlds and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Spider-Man's like, yeah, there's 616, a.k.a. the Grand Rapids Earth. Because the area code 616.
Thank you.
You've been reading through New 52 lately. I've noticed you posting a lot about that.
Uh-huh. I'm loving it. I'm going through Batman Eternal right now. Boy, oh boy, it's good.
Are you doing every character's 52, or are you just doing Batman specific?
I'm just doing Bat Family.
Okay. Man, I was hoping you would do, like, Flash and stuff. But
no, I have zero interest in Flash.
It's okay. I know. It's a hard sell.
I think I might do Animal Man. That looked pretty good.
Dude, I've always wanted to read Animal Man. It looks like body horror as fuck.
I'll check it out and report back to you.
Yeah. Ooh, have you read Gerard Way's Martian Manhunter?
No.
Yeah, you should check that one out.
Okay. Maybe. I just have like, so, right now it's such a specific, this is what I want. And I love Gotham. That's,
yeah.
I think that's the main thing where, yeah, I'll be reading Batman Incorporated because like huge major things happen in that, which is crazy that it didn't happen in like the main Batman titles, but
yeah.
It's fine. So I've read through all of Batman, Normcore Batman, all of Batgirl, all of Nightwing.
Ooh, Batgirl's great.
Oh, yeah. I think after Gail Simone left, I loved her storytelling, but the art when Babs Tarr came on, so fucking good.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started watching some of the Wonder Woman stuff, too, just because of the same reason.
Oh, hell yeah. And the artwork that she did had a lasting effect on Batgirl because they're still, like, trying to do that style, but they just they can't compete. Like, they need someone who actually does that style, not, hey, artist with other style, can you mimic this? Mm-hmm. But that one was real good. I'm almost through all of The Dark Knight, which didn't have a lot of issues, like maybe 29-ish. I just have like one trade worth. And then, yeah, I got Batman Eternal, Batman Incorporated, and then Batman and Robin. Those are the ones that I need to do. I don't know if I'm going to do Grayson or not.
Okay, really? Why not?
I don't know. Because he's just like, I read the like follow-up and now I'm kind of interested in it. But
yeah,
then I need to read Forever Evil because there's Nightwing spoilers, in quotes, dies in that.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, I'm loving this new 52, but I'm excited to finally go back post Nightfall and start reading that stuff.
Yeah.
And just focus on Batman.
Well, you also did City of Owls and stuff too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the really great arcs.
Very good. I loved Zero Year. All of those Scott Snyder stuff. Oh, yeah. And I read, have you ever read Punk Rock Jesus?
I have not.
That one's real good. Sean Murphy, two thumbs up.
Okay. Did you like the Batman Who Laughs stuff? You mentioned the Snyder stuff specifically, so.
Yeah, I read the Dark Metals. I read the Batman Who Laughs, and I am on Black Metal stuff, but I've been waiting for the convention we're going to. Indie PopCon, April 26th through 28th, will be in Artist Alley. Nicole, you want to say a little word?
Yeah, I'm selling my stuff, so find Darling Homebody in Artist Alley.
Is that one word or two word?
Two.
All right. Find us, baby. I'm waiting for that weekend to dig into those because I'm like, I'm focusing on New 52, but once I have like, oh, I can read these in pretty much one sitting, I'll do that.
And I give you props either way. Like 52 was mixed reviews for a lot of people, but like I did like a synopsis for a lot of the stuff. So
There's one thing like one of the writers, I'm not going to blow up their spot. One of the writers does come into Chicago Comics sometimes. And I loved this arc that he wrote. But there is one Chicago-specific thing that I kind of want to take him to task on. Of like, dude, like you can't. There's so many better ways to set up that we're in Chicago, not bringing up improv in such a general way.
Did you talk to Craig about that?
No, not yet.
Oh my
I
God,
will,
you
though.
You have to.
Next time I see him and work with him. But yeah, man, I hear that the new 52 stuff is good for Batman, but a lot of stuff people are like, oh, this just does not hit. But I do hear there's some issues with the Red Hood arc, especially in the beginning. And I just need to buy it on eBay. Demon Knights, I really want to read because I like the Etrigan stuff, but the library has none of it.
Yeah, that's kind of a specific like book.
Yeah, and the store has zero of it.
Yeah, that's probably like one or two people that are ordering that though, so it's like.
And the eBay has maybe, all of them are like $7 for the trades, and there's only a few of them. Mm. But we're talking about comics. I really wanted to just get in, hey, you ever read Spider-Man or know about him? What's your experience with the web crawler?
I am a very big Amazing Spider-Man fan. I have one complete run of Amazing Spider-Man, not like one arc. I can't remember which writer. It's the one that while I was working. And I go through the process of trying to buy the 1 in 25s on some of them, but like Yeah. I like Spider-Man.
Oh, did you ever, like, yeah, have any specific experience with a particular Spider-Man video game?
Yes. Ultimate Spider-Man. It is the one game that has made me break a controller. So for some reason, there's this one boss in one of the ending parts of the game, or I don't even know if it's the end. I never got past it. You have to attack this helicopter. Out of all the dumbass bosses, you just have to get close to a helicopter, and you can't feasibly swing into the helicopter without just getting hit by the rotors because, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember, but, like, just getting close to the helicopter would kill me. And I just got so frustrated at this game that I knew I should be able to beat.
Yeah.
And I just threw a controller and it broke, so. I haven't played it to this game.
I bring that up. I always thought it was a PlayStation 1 game, not Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, guys, you've heard that story in full.
Do you have Spider-Man stories?
Not really. One of the first comic books I bought was a Spider-Man comic from, it wasn't, what, there was a thrift store in the Michigan area. It wasn't Art Van, but it was near Art Van, maybe. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. They had a bunch of comics and I bought some. It was like a Spider-Man and X-Men. And it might have been like maybe $20.99 because weird stuff was happening in it. It felt like they were in the future, so I don't know what arc it was, but I cherished those two or three comics, and then
yeah.
I got into some... I've never, like, read a Spider-Man arc.
Really?
Yeah. I think okay. I'm going to get, like, the Clone Saga from the library and read that.
Really? I don't know if I'd start with the Clone Saga.
Why not? I don't care.
Is that the Ben Reilly Clone Saga? Or like?
I don't know. The Clone Saga.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man.
Oh, is there Clone Saga, then the Clone Saga, like Blair Witch and the Blair Witch?
Well, I mean, they keep redoing Clone Saga and like all the storyline stuff.
It's the classic Clone Saga.
Yeah.
And then there's some Venom stuff that I want to read.
Yeah. Oh, the last Venom books, like who was writing that? The guy who was writing Thor, I think. Shoot, I should know this.
Yeah, like at the comic book store, I'm the Batman guy and like the mask guy. And that's
I was the Image Comics guy.
Okay. So.
I was the small press guy because I'm cool.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You got to talk to some of the people there.
What?
Well, did they ever come into your shop or anything? Small press, like...
For consignment stuff, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Nicole's talking like, you're still getting published, but small press published.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Silver Sprocket.
Bug Boys.
First, that's second, cool. Conundrum.
Previously, what's his face? Upgrade Soul, but that's technically big published now.
What's a fucking Birdhouse? Birdhouse Books. Yeah.
Tony Hawk has Tony a Hawk? Publishing?
God fucking damn it.
Ah, damn it.
The fact I'm going to say we said that at the same exact time, just there's a delay.
Yeah, okay.
We both said it at the same time.
Wow.
I think he does.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Uh-uh. He's got to branch out, diversify.
I guarantee you Shaq has something.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't Tony Hawk?
Yeah, Nicole, why wouldn't he? Because he says...
That's a good question.
He says, trees are meant to make decks, not paper.
Yeah.
Because he's famously anti-drug.
He says, I'd rather shred the gnar than shred some paper.
Shred some pulp.
Yeah.
He's not famously anti-drug. He's just famously sober.
Famously into orange juice.
He's just famously like...
A Chad.
Doing his own thing.
Uh-huh. Well, guys, let's get into today's subject. Episode 23 of Toei Spider-Man, entitled The School of Love for Children Without Homes. Quick rundown of this. Spider-Man. He's at this place just wrestling headbutt style with shirtless children?
Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing that up.
Yeah.
This is Rascal Country. Yeah.
And then he throws the child to the side and another shirtless child replaces him.
Yeah.
Like,
this is, you know, you have Lord of the Flies. That's, you don't want mm-hmm. those kind of kids. And above Lord of the Flies is Corn Kids. You do not want Corn Kids. But below Lord of the Flies are like shirtless rascals who they're going to razz you. They're going to rough you up, but they're not going to like slam you so hard on a boulder you die.
I disagree. I think below that is like kids on bikes.
Oh, okay.
That are like mean.
Where do the Hollywood ninjas rank, or the Beverly Hills ninjas rank?
Wait, you mean the three ninjas?
Yeah, the three ninjas. Sorry, okay, I was thinking Beverly Hills. My bad.
I was like, Chris Farley? What? The three ninjas, I think those like kids you want to hang out with than three ninjas, because they are the sweetest little boys. They will not harm you unless you rough them up on the playground. You steal their bike, make you look the fool in front of Emily. Which you better believe, if those kids were my nephews, I'd be making them look the fool in front of Emily nonstop. I'd be like, oh, your name's Cole? What the fuck does that mean? Isn't your name Charles?
So is this like a thing that kids do?
What?
Just like head wrestle?
I think they're sumo wrestling.
Okay.
But they're doing it to an adult, so it looks like they're head wrestling.
Yeah.
This is what I would do as a child. Just like, you have to put all your force into it. So 100%. Of course you're using a headbutt.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what that coworker of mine who was like a 15-year-old when I was like 20, she like headbutt me while working.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But it's because she was quirky, not because she like was harming me.
Yeah.
Did she say ooh woo after or before?
Yeah, like whatever the equivalence in 2013 would have been.
2013.
It would have been rar, but with a W-R.
Rar.
Yeah.
I thought that's 2007.
It's still in that vicinity.
Fair.
Like, ooh woo is recent. I think rar, XD style, that went for a while.
I'd argue it's still going on.
Well, yeah, because of these new MySpace girls up on everywhere, like using that aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Being quite poggers.
Oh, poggers is new.
Mm-hmm.
That's old now.
Yeah, because I said it.
Yeah.
You have a shaved head with a big beard. That's out of fashion. Yeah, you're the man. You are the fed now.
Yeah.
I never wanted that life.
Too bad. You grew into it.
It chose you.
Once you quit the comic book store, you got that credibility stripped away.
Yeah. Now I sell magic cards freelance. So.
Whoa.
To yourself.
Ooh, government, that's not true.
I have the receipts. I'm actually selling them to someone named Tyler Fetter.
Not affiliated.
The Fed, how did you think of that? You've never seen this, right?
No, I've never seen the show. I've heard a lot about like Japanese Spider-Man just from people walking in and talking Spider-Man. But like, I was not prepared for the intro of the show just coming into this. Like, as soon as he jumped into frame, I was laughing nonstop.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, this show is great. I do want to ask, why does he just randomly start handing out money? Like, the timing of that was just funny.
No, that was just the guy. That's not Spider-Man.
No, I know. I'm talking about after he wrestles children, like, a guy comes and hands money. Sorry, I'm going ahead.
Oh, that's the guy who he won
because
a lot of money.
He was just like, I'm rich.
Yeah, and he's giving back to this orphanage that he used to be an orphan at.
Okay.
Which is, man, we'll get into it.
But no,
it. We'll
I
get
did laugh.
It.
I thought, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And he was handing out 1,000 yen bills to individuals. So I did the conversion rate. Still to this day, that's around like $15. Like, it's not a lot. It's like $15.
Yeah, but he had so many $15.
Yeah, I guess.
To each person, too.
Yeah, and I guess he was like sometimes handing out stacks. So it was probably like $200 he was handing each kid.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All right, okay. $200 of today money.
Okay, then it's not a lot.
Yeah. It's fine money. So it would have been...
That'll get you a carton of eggs.
It would have been like $100 of old money. And old
not
money?
Not one gold coin.
I want new money, baby. They don't know what to do with that cash. It's real, Nicole. What? Okay, I'll move on to our first thing.
Thank you.
Quick rundown. Or did I already do a quick... was not far into the quick rundown. We'll make it quick.
With the power of editing, anything's possible.
No, I mean, like, this was... all, like, we're still... I'm not going to speed us up, the Fed. So
this is where people put us into X2 like speed on like their phone.
I like 1.25. That's what I listen to most of my podcasts at.
I don't like it.
It's just nice. I have a lot of podcasts to listen to, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. He's a busy guy.
Listen to less then?
No, I like the Doughboys. I like Never Not Funny.
Okay, sorry.
I like newcomers. I like NADPOD. I don't listen to NADPOD at an extra speed because it's narrative.
Yeah.
I love Grift Horse. I love Kiss My Grifts. I love Who Charted. Don't listen to Who Charted at speeds because there's music involved.
I love We Love Trash.
I don't listen to We Love Trash at 2x speed or 1.5 speed.
Yeah.
Because usually it's improv and that's story driven.
Narrative, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, like I said, quick rundown. Dude shows up at this, I guess, sumo wrestling school, or at this shirt wrestling school, except there aren't shirts involved. They're all skins. So, the drums. I guess some aren't skins. You know, you got your crashes, your hi-hat. Hi-hat's just a little crash, and little crash would be a little cutie.
Oh, my God.
So... I think it's because I forgot the plot of this episode. There's a casino happening, and it's not as good as Battle Casino on Time Ranger. So there's this casino with this haggard-looking fucker.
What's up with that mask?
I don't know.
It's
Nicole
gross.
Is
also, before, I wanted to point out, like, while we're getting to that, the list of things that they described that leads to him following this man... So they keep mentioning that he lost his job, like the guy that's giving away all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that he is like feeling sad sometimes. Like I legitimately thought they were like setting him up to like be like, you know, to unalive himself. And like, I thought that's the direction they were heading with it. So I was very surprised when they were just like gambling now. So,
you shouldn't be surprised to have that feeling because a lot of orphans happen on this show. A lot of parents dying, adults dying, sometimes children dying.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in sound. Nicole, Ape Witch, is this the best design or so bad it's not even on the list worst design?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Terrifying. It's just like we have a monkey mask, but we're going to throw like an ET level wig on it.
But it also like doesn't look like a monkey mask.
Uh-uh.
Like there's no like...
I think it's because of the cyber eye.
No, it's because there's no like fur on it.
Well, it's blonde hair fur.
And normally, like, it would be, like, around the, like, mouth and nose. The mouth and nose area would be, like, lighter than the rest of the face.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's so fucking weird.
I forget if it is in either the Clerks animated series or one of the Jay and Silent Bob comics, but when they rescue that monkey and they're, like, thinking of the monkeys from Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, because they're getting hair products tested, like, there's animal testing, I think you see a monkey with, like, beautiful, like, human hair on it. Like, long human
possible,
hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone tell me if that's real.
I think that's the animated.
Oh, the animated.
I gotta rewatch that.
But even, like, the rest of the costume is just, like, a robe.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think it's like a witch robe.
And a silver pool noodle.
Is there?
For a
staff. It was definitely a pool noodle. They didn't even try to...
That's wild.
Yeah.
But she also has a cyber eye.
Okay, but think about if they did this character in Die Ranger, like, this would not... No.
Die Ranger had a couple bad ones. And maybe this would have been the bad one. But there would have been more emphasis on that cyber eye.
Yeah.
Because they loved eyes in that series.
Yeah.
And Eyes loves you in our life series.
Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. So yeah, there's a casino, but it's being run by a witch. And she's changing bets, but first making everyone win, but then everyone lose. So they have to be like, I gotta find a deed I don't have authorization for. And, you know, illegally pass a deed that just would not hold up in any kangaroo court. And then Spider-Man has to murder this ape.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
With a Power Rangers-esque Zord.
Or Zoid. Yeah, and this Zoid was designed by Brandon and his dad.
It really blew up that lady in one shot.
There was multiple shots and then she gets destroyed.
I don't know. It was a really quick out of context, like fade to black into the next scene of everyone's okay now.
Yeah.
So
that's just a show. They shoot it and then it's Spider-Man lingering over the either city he saved or the individuals he saved. And he's like, mm-hmm. I will fight for justice because my dad, like, he's also not, you don't have to fight for other people against the Iron Cross Army. They killed your dad. That's all you need. You don't need to just be stacking this vengeance on top of it. It's now a Dagwood sandwich of revenge. Spider-Man, mm-hmm. it's going to give you an ulcer. Yep.
Or end up killing someone else. That's usually how the writing goes for him.
Nah, it's probably just burning mouth syndrome.
Oh, damn.
It's not an ulcer.
I got
quick,
burning.
Get the cream.
I got burning mouth syndrome on my down south mouth.
Oh.
So that dude pulls up, this rich man, and he's like, kids, I brought you presents, and is handing every kid a present. And then we see Takuya look like, huh, huh? As if he's upset he doesn't have a wrapped gift.
No, it felt like all three of them were kind of like almost mad about it.
I could see that as adults being like, oh, they're going to be riled up. But no, let kids get gifts, especially if those kids are literal orphans.
Yeah, it just like, but I understand from a perspective of like, okay, what does this person want? Like, you know
if it's
I
a
mean?
Stranger, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's someone you know, it's fine.
Yeah, especially if it was a student.
Yeah.
But it's so weird.
No, it's not. They speaking of this orphanage, they need to be teaching financial literacy to these kids because that dude wins gambling one night. He's like, I have so much fucking money now. I was bankrupt the week before. I know what I'm going to do. Buy a huge car. Buy maybe my former teacher or former student who was there. I don't know the relationship between this woman and this man.
Yeah.
He looks like he could have been a student, and now he's like, hey, teacher, senpai, notice me now. But I would have left the door of this casino after my first big win, not my first big night of winning. If I were to play something down like, just put down 10 bucks and then ended up with 1,000, I'd say, deuces, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but that's probably why you don't gamble, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've made an intelligence decision.
I'm trying to gamble on myself. Ooh, boy, I'm just hitting zeros every time.
That's not gambling, that's investing. And
no.
Sometimes it takes a while for your investment to mature.
My IRO.
Sure.
My return
like
on investment.
Now.
Hey, you know, I put a stock in myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put a stock far up me.
You know, speaking of things inside of people, why does Spider-Man walk like he has something in his butt always?
Because
like,
he's a spider.
Yeah, he's got like, web up there.
He's got web up there.
But like, does he have to crouch run like that when no one's around? Like, even when he's outside in the city.
Yeah, because he's a sneaky little spider.
He has to clog it up with a cork or else it'll just secrete out.
Ew.
Yeah, that's canonical.
Oh my God.
Listen, okay. You haven't read all of Peter Porker, have you?
No.
Well, hey, if you could, where would you choose to have your web come out of?
The normcores, like out of my wrists.
Well, okay, but like that's really, other people do that too. People are going to choose that. Do you want to be the guy that's like everyone else?
Yeah, it's the most convenient, I guess, then out of like my eyes because it's just like what I'm looking at. But then it's going to jolt my neck and then I'll be a
you
beautiful
just swing
corpse.
From your eyeballs. Yeah.
I guess Henry would be impressed. That's where his would come out. He has a strong neck, so he'd be able to support it. Mm-hmm. But
I choose my nips.
Yeah, I guess like elbows would be pretty good. Oh, what would actually be good? Your knees, you like drop to your knees and just like jettison it out. And then it's like you're on a pogo stick, but it jets you real far.
But that's more like a frog.
That's fine.
Ooh, but frogs don't have web. What I'm saying is like the motion of it is more like a frog jumping.
So?
Wouldn't it be just your feet then?
Yeah, I guess out of my feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say watch my feet and I watch my feet and then dzz. And then when you kick people, you could also like kick and then web them.
Yeah.
Does Frogman exist? I've written a new character, if not.
Oh, Frog Thor.
Yeah, there's Frog Thor.
Oh, yep. I remember that one.
But I don't think of Frog Man.
Does Dupe count?
Who's Dupe?
No. He's a radioactive potato.
Oh, okay. No, that's potato. Potato, not frog. Last I checked.
He's green.
So? So is the Hulk. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe everyone's just frog.
All right. If you green, you frog. Bibbidi bobbidi boo from DBZ, you frog.
Mm-hmm. Grinch?
Piccolo's a frog.
Frog. Yeah, Grinch frog.
Pickle?
Pickle Rick hella frog.
Okay.
Some ducks, they frog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
just
yeah.
The top part of them.
No, all of them frog. One bit of green, you frog. St. Patrick's Day, most people frog.
Ooh.
Oh, my Ooh. God. No, the entire Chicago River on St. Patrick's Day is a frog. No.
This is the stupidest bit.
It's even worse because all the beer, it becomes green. So you're drinking frog.
Guys, whenever people say, hey, get outside and touch grass. Oh, you want to just sit on frog? Is that what you want? Yeah, just stomping on frog, going through a dandelion field.
Shamrock shake, more like sham frog shake.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
It's like Beavis and Butthead, you know?
No.
They hit a frog real hard. But if you hit a tennis ball real hard, that's pretty much hitting frog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vomit frog, sometimes poop frog. Holy shit, the mystery machine is frog.
It's a very colorful tree frog.
Did you know Yogi Bear? People think he wears a hat on top of his head. No, it's frog.
Hat is frog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's the alien from Flintstones?
Gadzooks or whatever.
Yeah, is he frog or is Jetsons?
I thought he was pink.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought he was green.
I think you're thinking of a different alien from the Jetsons.
Oh, probably.
The fuzzy one?
Yeah.
That has springs?
Yeah.
He's pink purple probably. Not frog. There's this summon in Final Fantasy VIII. It's a thunder electric type frog with big old wings.
Can we move on?
Yeah, why not? So at this casino, which of the games do you think you would rock at?
Probably blackjack.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know when to hit?
I mean, no, I don't. But I think it has the least amount of me. Oh, actually, let's go back to that roulette one. That is the least amount of me interacting with it. So okay. Yeah.
I mean, I would just do the animals because I think animals are cute.
Oh, like the bunny rabbits? I'd hella be able to beat them in a race.
Yeah.
Spider combat. I have a rolled up magazine.
I'm like honestly a little upset that Spider-Man didn't see the spider combat and was just like appalled by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he should have.
My people.
Yeah. You monsters.
I changed my answer. I want to choose the guess my weight.
All right.
Yeah.
Was there that there?
No, but I just want that to be a gambling thing.
Okay. Did you do that at Michigan's Adventure?
No.
Damn it.
I know. I just want to know if they can figure it out.
To figure out your weight, or you want to be the person guessing other people's weight?
I mean, what if you had to guess each other's weight? Like, that was the shtick.
And whoever's closest wins?
Yeah, and you get the money.
All right.
No, you just get a Snoopy plush.
Oh.
Okay, because now we're back to being at Michigan's Adventure.
Yeah.
Where everything's Snoopy.
Why not?
Yeah.
Nicole loves the Snoop.
He's fine. He's cool.
You love it when he goes.
Yeah, that's cute.
Just like when our spider friend from Japanese Spider-Man runs through a tunnel.
Yeah, so he runs through this tunnel because he's like been found out and all this fog appears and he's like, oh no, my x-ray vision's not working. This fucker has, that's why everyone's getting cancer around him.
His spider sense is literally just a car alarm or an alarm that goes off.
Yeah.
I thought something was going off in my house.
No. Your home's secure, okay? You have life alert.
I'll throw my unread comics at them.
Why aren't you reading those comics?
There's so many, James.
There's so many.
And there's more each day.
Yeah. You gotta burn through them, baby. How many issues do you read a day?
Not enough. There's never enough, James.
Okay.
I try five to ten.
Whoa, okay, that's good. And you still have more?
I've got like 2/3 of Invincible to still read, man.
Okay, you can get that done soon.
Yeah.
How many issues are there?
144.
That's not a lot, man. You can get that done in a month.
That's a lot.
You can if you're reading 10 a day, you get that done in 2 weeks.
Well, I said 5 to 10. Remember that okay. usually means 5 is the number I actually meant.
No, you got to change that up. Then say 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
And realistically, 4.
5. You know what? I've looked at the covers of a couple of my books.
You know X-ray Vision? There should be a version of Vision, the character called X-ray Vision. Mm-hmm. Night Vision. Smello Vision.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it's bad.
Uh-oh, that's good. Oh, so Peter Porker's okay, but yeah. Smello Vision isn't? That's what Vision would be in the Peter Porker world.
How would you feel being known as Noir Spider-Man?
I think he's good.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
What about Noarg Spider-Man?
There's a pirate Spider-Man?
No, I don't know.
What about Many Spiders-Man?
I don't like him, no. Nicole thinks that's cool.
Spiders-Man is cool.
So we find out that the Iron Cross Army, their plan is to give away this money at first, get these people coming back in droves, and then eventually change the game. They lose all their money, but they're like, well, I won so much before. I'll come back. I'll bring the deed to, you know, an orphanage that I used to be at and throw that down, which again, guys, that's not how the legal system works. You need to sign this stuff away. It's not just who has possession of those papers. It does not work that way. Nicole's looking up something.
I was trying to see if I could look up what the Spider-Ham version of Vision is, but it was not easily accessible.
Okay. So all these Iron Cross Army, like Yakuza looking dudes, show up at that one place, the orphanage.
I mean, I think it's a school.
Yeah, it's a school for orphans, and they're getting roughed up. Blah, blah, blah. And there's like 10, and this is a thing that happens quite frequently in this Spider-Man series, which is Takuya, he needs to not be strong in front of everyone, and especially in front of the Iron Cross Army, because then they'll be like, well, he's Spider-Man strength, right? So his sister's always like, oh, you're such a fucking coward, Takuya. But Nicole, you brought this up. It was 1 versus 10. Even if you're like, oh, you have human strength, right? Yeah, I do. Don't go up against 10 people.
Yeah.
Because they're going to stab you to death.
Yeah. But also, like, you can still fight people and not fight.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Also, if you get roughed up, that's fine. You'll be good in a few hours because you're Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be doing this a little bit differently. Like, take out 2 of them, and they'll be like, yeah. And then once you get punched to death by the third, you're fine. Like, they're like, hey, you were a hero. Yeah. Like, thank you so much. You tried.
Exactly.
Your body did wonders.
Yeah.
Once so maybe he really is a coward.
Maybe. Because
he's like, I can't use my Spider-Man powers.
Or maybe he just doesn't know he can use it when he's out of suit.
So I'll lose. Man, that will hurt.
But what's more valiant than going out protecting orphans and, like, the lady who's teaching them?
But he wants to not be valiant. When he's in just his normal suit, he's like, I need to be the most cowardice so the Iron Cross Army will never think it's me. Because they already have, like, had inklings. Like, he's always there. Is this Spider-Man? But, like, clockwork, they're like, that dude is a bumbling fool. He is not.
Mm-hmm.
So he got beat up, and they're kind of like picking up their stuff so they can leave. They no longer own this property. And we see Goro, who is this man who like gambled away this deed. They're like, Goro, he's over there. And one of the shirtless children, I think now wearing a shirt, chases after him with Takuya. Takuya and this dude blow past this kid. And this kid's just like on one of those, you know, like U-beams that you would put a bicycle on, but it's probably just a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that and he's just like, Mr. Goro, I respected you, man. And it was very sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that I respected you, man, is like me to MC Deep when he spent my rent money on erotic dancers. I respected you, man. Not for the fact that he's paying for erotic dancers, that he spent all my money on erotic dancers.
Yeah.
That's been brought up on podcasts. Everyone knows that story.
Yeah, that was supposed to be for Rent.
Yeah. The musical.
There's a lot more minutes than that one.
There are 528 minutes. That's the length of a season of Step by Step. Maybe. The complete series.
I thought you were... Okay.
Quick, in the chat, someone put it down. No, I don't know. In the comment section.
I think that would be about, because 20 times 10 is 200.
52.
What? 20 times 10? No, it's 200. Fuck out, you made me quit. You're gaslighting my math skills.
No, I'm sorry.
And it's 22 minutes, so if there's like 25 episodes, yeah, we're looking around 500-some minutes.
Whoa, you got it.
Is that first because try. I've like looked at the back of like complete seasons and been like, oh, it's like 200, 528 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an estimated guess.
Or is it because it's that dog in you, bro? Arf, arf.
Arf, arf. No, that's that walrus in me.
Oh,
arf,
that
arf.
Seal in you.
You got to start just putting expert like next to your name. Like,
no.
Why?
Marshland Monster, expert.
Put an asterisk.
Asterisk.
Expert on what?
Exactly. To be determined is what the asterisk goes to.
No, you're in hip-hop. It's all about that confidence. Confidant.
No, we came up with Marshland Monster, the insignificant crumb of hip-hop.
Oh, that makes me feel sad.
Why?
You're not an insignificant crumb.
But in the scheme of hip-hop, I am.
No.
Yes.
No, man, you make waves in some sort of, like.
No, I
you
just don't.
You just
I
don't
know
see
my
yet.
Numbers, you hey, piece hey, of hey. Shit.
I know you know your numbers. There's more than just numbers, man. There's inspiration. There's like producing for people.
I've
There's
inspired
like...
jack shit.
Oh my God.
You've inspired me.
Oh, what are you doing with that inspiration?
I'm still trying to write.
Okay, exactly.
What's
I haven't.
What's your legal name? Jack shit.
Yeah, that's me.
Because you inspired jack shit.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And that's me too.
Yeah.
I'm jack shit. Nice to meet ya.
Nice.
You want to know what my mother's name was?
Yeah.
Pussy shit.
Okay.
Maiden name? Finger banged.
Pussy finger banged?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, what's your father's name?
My father's name?
Yeah.
Green shit, he a frog.
Jack shit, son of green shit.
Uh-huh.
Asterisk.
If I were in the Highlander, that's how I'd be introduced.
Yeah.
Or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord of Jack shit.
Son of pussy finger.
Pussy finger banged.
Uh-huh.
Is it hyphenated? Can it be finger bang shit?
Technically, my last name is hyphenated.
Yeah.
So it is Jack finger banged shit. And I don't mind finger banging some shit, okay? If it winds up there, that is on me. I went at the wrong angle.
Oh my God.
But okay, that's my namesake. So of course it's going to happen here and there. If all of a sudden I'm climbing mounts named Cullum, that's my namesake.
Listen to the new album. It's going to be good. It's great. Goods on display.
Oh, I thought you were just like, hey, guys, listen to this. James is being weird, but it's because I was saying I don't inspire anyone.
No.
If I've inspired you, please send whatever I inspired you to do. I'll talk about it on this show.
I don't know if I can send you a picture of my wiener, James.
Whoa, I inspired your wiener? You're like, it's on the other side now.
No, but in all seriousness, yeah, you are a big inspiration.
Nicole, I inspire.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
Anything I do musically related, I always think of, what would James do?
WWJD?
Mm-hmm.
What would John Doherty?
WWMLMD.
Is that the guy's name, John Doherty?
Dorian.
John Dorian.
Okay. And I'm Dorian Gray. May I spank your nipples with a felt?
Only if you don't look at this picture I put on your wall.
Is that part of 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I was thinking of the other, like, Grey from, like, the old... Remember the League of Fantastic Gentlemen?
No, I've never read
that. Or Extraordinary Gentlemen. I can't remember. I mean, You don't really have to.
It's that story.
Yeah, it's Kevin O'Neill.
Sean Connery.
It just is a... No, I'm talking about...
Dorian Gray, the like it yeah. is like you don't oh you don't look at the mirror or the picture of him or something.
Yeah,
but no,
the guy's name is Dorian Gray in 50 Shades of Gray, right?
I don't know.
All right, well that's what I was referencing. But yeah, it's like oh he can't look at the painting of him or old age.
So it's the picture of Dorian Gray, James. It's a man
uh-huh.
who is young forever as long as he looks at a painting of himself every day.
All right. What happens
otherwise,
if he skips
he,
a day?
He dies.
Oh. It's not like, oh, I just aged a day, actually.
Well, he'll like get all of his aging back. It's like the mirror's like stockpiling his age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christian Grey is 50
shades. Damn it.
That's why I thought, okay.
Well, Spider-Man, he's on this opaque glass and it looks like a horror movie.
Laughed really hard at that scene, too. How did they not see him?
Yeah, it's wild.
I know.
And then he gets in that final battle, like the big witch appears, and he says, GP7, and it just like moseys on up to him, and I'm like, hey, GP7, want to pick up the pace, okay? How about you make like Sonic and move fast? How about you make like Sonic and I shove a chili dog in your exhaust? That's what he does. He eats them anally.
Yeah.
That's how he gets so much fuel and energy.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, he doesn't have time to chew. He just like shoves it in and that's it. Because although his feet can move fast, his mouth does not. But his ass sure does. I wish I could make a hum, a chomp motion with my butt. Like it opens fully and I could like kind of like a snake eating something and it unhinges its jaw.
Why?
I don't know. I think it'd make pooping easier.
Okay.
And I need help with that.
Yeah.
It's so complicated. I don't understand it.
You have Crohn's.
What? No.
Yeah.
That's the probably. big unfortunate poopies.
No, I know what it's the wiping process and I know why it takes a long time. And it would just be like, it's too detailed. Like FYI, okay?
Yeah.
For your information, guess what? It's TMI.
Yeah.
Tits, Mingus, Instruments. You ever have a Tits, Mingus, Instrument calculator?
I hate it.
Nicole, can you check to see if he's having a stroke?
A strong? I think you're having one. This episode is a strong of one.
Yeah.
Our face gonna be droopy tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, the Fed! Spider-Man, you know, he get bit by a spider and he gets spider powers. Well, if you were to be bit by any animal, what animal would you want it to be? What powers of that animal would you think you'd get? And how would you do it to take down the Iron Cross army?
I would like to be bitten by a butterfly.
Oh, damn.
I want to look graceful up in the sky.
That's like Nicole. She did a moth, I think.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's pretty cool.
Butterflies, I'm still going to punch. Actually, a butterfly I'm going to punch. A moth I run away from.
Yeah. But what if the moon's out? They're like all towards it anyways. That's her weakness.
I'm getting a shotgun, baby.
You're going to shoot a moth with a shotgun?
Yeah, why not? Shooting skeet? No, I'm shooting moth. Ch-ch-ch. Pull. Yeah, pull the hammer back.
Somewhere Spider-Man is crying.
What? Why is he crying? You don't like moths either. He sees Arthur from The Tick and punches that fool. Says, hey, wrote a blank check your ass can't cash, motherfucker. Yeah, Griffin Newman out there.
What happens if Spider-Man bites me?
If Spider-Man bites you, I think you get aroused. Duh. So what powers would you get from a butterfly?
A boner. No, I'm kidding. I guess the ability to, I don't know, I guess there's not a real power I get other than the ability to help with photosynthesis. And that's a pretty good ability.
I think what would probably happen is you can fly for one, but I think it has a mesmerizing effect on your enemies. So they're kind of blinded by your beauty and then you punch them when they're dazed.
What if I stun spore them like Pokemon?
You want to know what? Butterfree rules apply. You have stun spore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You litter them with that little dust.
Solar V. I'm just a Butterfree.
But HMs and TMs, those moves you can't get.
I think the answer I would actually give would be a Phoenix. You know, like the Dark Phoenix.
Okay, I guess.
Fire Elm.
The only issue with that is Phoenixes aren't real, so how could it bite you?
Oh, and butterflies are real?
Yeah, butterflies are real.
Butterflies are real.
Butterfrees are not, though. But we will concede to that rule.
Okay.
So you're picking butterfly and you're just dazing people. Also, vis-a-vis the rule, you have Pokemon powers.
Yeah.
All right. I think that would, like, do more damage than what Spider-Man's doing.
Yeah.
You just solar beam everyone. You don't need a big robot, you know, letting off exhaust fumes.
I mean, that thing's basically solar beaming people anyways.
Yeah, but you do it clean burning energy.
Ooh, can we mention how that lady with a terrible mask also had like a shotgun at the end of her staff?
Yeah.
Like what was that?
She's hunting moths.
You know, like all witches.
Yeah, witches got guns. In this day and age, there's literal witch hunts going on. You think they're not going to protect themselves?
It's the only logical thing to do, I guess.
With a gun, though?
Black magic. How, like, in D&D, how long does it take to conjure a fireball?
I think it's an instantaneous action.
God damn it. What about, like, a charm spell?
They're all instantaneous.
There's not one. There's some spells that are, like, two minutes to take, right?
Yeah, if you're doing, like, ritual spells and stuff. Okay, well, let's say
it takes some time to do a ritual spell, but a gun, boom, that's it.
Well, you ritual cast it because it doesn't take up a spell slot.
What, guns?
Well, I mean, guns don't take up a spell slot.
Yeah, then do that.
They're an inventory spot at best.
Uh-huh.
What would you carry in your Resident Evil 2 inventory in real life?
Tums. That's about it. Omeprazole. Acid reducers.
Ooh, man. You guys have fun dietary needs.
Yeah, maybe a red herb. Maybe a frog herb.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, back to frog.
Well, I think we've wrapped it up, right, Nicole?
Yeah.
This was a fun ep. It's a low energy ep, but I think it was pretty high energy.
Okay.
I aim to chill.
Like, it feel like all of us are chilled out, but we were being goofy as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. James did the look how much fun we're having kind of thing. No, I'm kidding. You're good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're all having fun here.
We are. Are we not? The Fed? No. What? Did we disappoint?
No. Why had a good time, folks.
Why does it sound like you have one of those instruments that when you like hit it, it goes like, you know, it's like a handle and then like two metal bars and there's like a little shaker in it and you hit it and it goes.
Oh, did I just move my mic away?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It sounded like you had a. You a one man band over there?
I wish, man.
Turn on your webcam.
I only have my webcam on my phone and the audio quality's way worse.
Okay. But, yeah, you know, you could record remotely still and have the camera up.
That is fair.
You know?
I will buy a webcam by the next time I come on a podcast again.
So in like a year.
I promise. Just give me like a week or two heads up before.
Okay, all right. And start reading those comic books.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes. Nicole needs to start reading hers too.
Nah.
She got a big old stack on, like right when you walk in, there's a big old stack.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing on your to-do list for reading?
All of it.
But I talked to James about New 52 stuff. You didn't really.
What do you mean?
You've been talking about getting back into Saga.
I mean, yeah, I really like Ogre Gods, and that's a thing. Because there's a lot of just, like, text in it. Like, there are parts that just is, like, a splash page, and then it's just text about, like, world-building stuff, which I love. Okay. But that just means it takes longer to read. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of exposition just at once, usually.
It's so good. Yeah.
Did you guys read Death or Glory yet? You gotta read it.
I don't know what that is.
It's Rick Remender.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rick Remender is?
You don't know who Rick Remender is?
Nicole, who's Rick Remender?
Okay, I can actually get you a
book guy.
Okay, what else have they done?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I don't Rick Remender.
We got to end on that. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, The Fed, for joining us. Do you have anything to plug?
MLM's coming out with this new album pretty soon. You guys should listen to it. G.O.D., God's on Display. Very good song. Fantastic.
Goods on
You're
Display.
Missing out if you don't listen to it.
Nicole, what you got to plug?
Indie PopCon is coming up, and I will be there with James. So, you know, if you're in the area or if you're going already, you should stop by because that would be really fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Also, follow me on social medias at Darling Homebody and visit darlinghomebody.com for all the cool stuff that I make.
Hey guys, head over to mlmpod.com to find out information about our other podcasts. We got a lot, like Death to Squids. That's Jose and I getting rip-roaring high, watching a science action movie, sci-fi action movie, I mean. We're currently going through all of the Cyborg movies, and then we're going on to Starship Troopers, baby! We're having a blast over on that show. The second Cyborgs movie, though, there is one wowzers, how did that happen in the movie thing? That is bad. Ooh, boy. Skip through that part of the movie. You're going to have to find out by listening to the show. That's over on the Marshland Media podcast feed. Wherever you're listening to this, you can listen to that, baby. And listen to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling. Sweet Child of Time. Formulaic. Height of Horror. Hit It and Crit It. This movie's gay. You know the sort. Check those out. Also, listen to my new album with Howard Kramer, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, The Monster and the Dragon. Actually, flop those around. The Dragon and the Monster. Available wherever music is found on April 19th. That's this Friday if you're listening, the day this drops. Oh, yeah! And head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. This Friday, we are discussing the aforementioned Howard Kramer, the MTV show that he starred in, Austin Stories, from 1997. We're discussing some Howard-centric episodes over on This Existed, over on patreon.com/MLMpod. But if you're a $10 patron, you get all the weekly stuff plus bonus monthly stuff. Still don't know what we're doing. Possibly Mortuary Academy. Jose might be coming over, or I might be going over there to watch and discuss it. So check that out. But $10 patrons also get shoutouts on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua, or no, my little brother in common law, Joshua Jakis, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF, and now former roommate, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from the Rom Complex, Formulaic, a podcast and script writing, as well as G.O.D. Goods on Display, plus a little bit of Critters, the pay for loads now, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm the Fed.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today. Do I have any qualms? Do I have any things that I'm upset with currently, Nicole?
So many things.
What?
The library not having books that you want.
Yeah, but I've already gone after the library. It's library week last week, so they don't want that right now.
Them having not volume one of things.
I guess I could go like, hey guys, if you're gonna return a book, you know, make sure you keep all the pages return with it.
Or just like, hey, if you own a comic book store, maybe carry the first volume.
Oh yeah, that too, that too. Nah, you wanna know what? Yes, guys. Oh, yeah.